First Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with this week's Joke of the Week, which Dayton will present to us.
The Joke of the Week is brought to you by Life with Lemons. Just the story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. What do you call ghost poop?
I don't know. What do you call ghost poop?
Boo-boo.
Good joke, Dayton. It's time for us to jump into this week's big word of the week. But before we do that, of course, I'd like to let you know at the beginning of the podcast, you can contact us at brothversusbro@outlook.com, and you can send us in all kinds of information that are in stuff that you want us to know about the podcast. Okay, and of course, we record this on Sunday because today is Mother's Day. So, happy Mother's Day to all you mothers. And you'll learn a little bit more about what we're going to do for Mother's Day in a little bit.
And the big word of the week is brought to you by All Type Fins, located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. The big word of the week is incipient, which means beginning to come into being or to become apparent.
Okay, so that's a really good word for Mother's Day, of course. I mean, you know, I didn't know what it meant, so thanks for teaching me a word, Dayton.
Yeah.
And so now it's time for us to jump into, of course, what we're doing for the month of May, this week's Negro League baseball player. This week's Negro League baseball player is Dennis Ray Oilcan, was his nickname, Boyd. Dennis Ray Oilcan Boyd is a former starting pitcher and major and in Negro League baseball. Boyd played for the Boston Red Sox, Montreal Expos, and Texas Rangers. So that is this week's Negro League baseball player. If you would like to send us in a Negro League baseball player, and of course, as I said earlier, what we're doing for Mother's Day, which is how your mother really helped you in your life, you contact us at brothersbro@outlook.com, and you could win a lots of cool prizes.
Like t-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Man/woman handbags.
Cheeto puffs.
Fanny Wanny mani packs.
Out of this world.
Cars.
Boom shakalaka.
And signed baseballs by me and Easy.
No comment.
Okay. And much more.
So that, of course, is what you can win by telling us about how your mother is really loving you and cared about you. So, this is what I wanted to tell you guys. So, here we go. Now we're going to move on to this week's quote of the week, which, of course, Dayton will tell us about because he loves good quotes.
Okay, so the quote of the week is brought to you by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. Okay, and the quote of the week, since it's the quote of the week, we couldn't find one on Google that was by Oilcan Boyd because it was just sadness.
So what do we come up with?
A quote by Satchel Paige. Age is a case of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it don't matter.
Wow. Sound like something G.I. Joe would say.
Knowing is half the battle. Jinx, knock on wood.
Okay. But G.I. Joe taught it. That sounds like something G.I. Joe would say. But, you know, thanks, G.I. Joe, for...
G.I. Joe is always in our podcast.
Never leave. If somebody sends us in a quote by G.I. Joe, we will actually use it. The first person sends in a quote by G.I. Joe. So, yeah.
Next month, our new thing shall be all about G.I. Joe.
All right. Now, as, you know, we start getting to the, you know, the good part of the podcast... It's time for this week's tech fact.
The tech fact is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Although GPS is free for the world to use it, it costs $2 million per day to operate. The money comes from American tax revenue. So when you pay your taxes, sometimes it goes to GPS. Google Maps. Yeah,
that's real good facts. So, that is this week's...
But G.I. Joe doesn't need GPS.
He knows exactly where he's going.
Because he...
Knowing is half the battle.
Knowing is half the road.
Okay. As we start to get into the, you know, the farther end of this podcast.
The nitty-gritty stuff.
The nitty-gritty stuff. It's time for this week's book recommendation. This week's book recommendation is They Call Me Oil Can. It is a book by, guess who, Oil Can Boyd, about his life as a baseball player. It is very, it's very interesting. You could learn a lot of stuff about the guy. He wasn't just some guy who went to the field on some days and pitched and stuff. So, yeah, that is this week's book recommendation. So now as we get to the really, really end of this podcast, it's time for this week's Random Acts of Kindness. This week's Random Act of Kindness is to teach someone something. Because, I mean, how would we learn if no one taught us? Surprisingly, G.I. Joe didn't say that, but, you know, he should have.
G.I. Joe teaches kids everything.
Okay, so as I wrap this podcast, I'm going to give some shout outs to the people who make us possible. This week, our producer slash director, like he is every week, was BL Self. Yep. And our song was Super Soul Sister by Heatwave. And it's playing on record. Pure wax, kid.
Yeah, pure wax like your candles. And our team of Social Security, B. Murray. And our therapy dog, Petey. Because what we do without a therapy dog. And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelts.
Remember, knowing is half the battle.
Happy Mother's Day!
This is Bra vs. Bro.